Hello, magical friends. I'm Allie Michelle.
And I'm Raquel Mantra. And well,
I'm all about that fuss-free glam. Give me makeup that's versatile and feels like air on my skin and has ingredients that love my face, that's good for my face. You know, clean ingredients. And don't even get me started on mascaras because I do want them bold and lengthening. And so we have Thrive Cosmetics, which I've been using since 2020, obviously because I appreciate their foolproof products that make it really easy to apply for any skill level. And they have a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look, but also they give back. Every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates products and funds to help communities thrive, hence why it's Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty skincare are not just makeup brands, they're a whole vibe. They're all about empowering us to rock our confidence, and when you support them, we are helping other communities thrive. Their stuff is not only easy to use, but no nasties, zero parabens, sulfites, phthalates. They are 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Let's talk lashes. Thanks to Thrive's liquid lash extensions, I must say that my lashes are just so beautiful and lush. It adds length, there are no clumps, and also guess what? It slides right off with warm water, so no raccoon eyes here. And I appreciate they have nourishing ingredients that support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And it's a unique formula they use that creates these tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. We've had problems in the past with the link, but the link does work now. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today.
Welcome to Your Own Magic Podcast. Our intention is to connect you with the most inspiring thought leaders and visionaries and share some of our experiences and wisdom to help you unleash your own magic.
Yes, we're so grateful you're spending this present moment with us today. Now let the magic begin.
You do not deserve anybody that is not willing to embrace you at your lowest if they can only tolerate you at your highest self and vice versa.
And we'd like to give a quick shout out to our sponsors.
If you follow us on Instagram and watch our stories, you know that we're quite the pancake connoisseurs, and we love to make vegan protein pancakes with Organifi's delicious chocolate complete protein powder. We are also in love with their superfood green juice powder, because even if you're eating veggies all the time, they lose a ton of nutritional value by the time we actually eat them. And not all of us have the time or the means to get all natural, fresh, organic vegetables that our bodies deserve, which is why it has become part of our morning routine to use Organifi's delicious green juice.
Yes, and I am crazy about their red juice that seriously tastes like Kool-Aid, but a healthy Kool-Aid that is just packed with antioxidants and immune-boosting herbs. And we just want to hook you guys up with this amazing product. So Organifi is giving our listeners 20% off your purchase. So go to Organifi.com and use our code MAGIC at checkout. That is Organifi.com, code MAGIC.
Now let the magic begin.
You go. Who's next?
Joanna Lay.
Joanna Lay.
How do I practice self-love again when I was hit by many challenges that almost made me forget how to love myself?
That's a beautiful, beautiful question, Joanna. Joanna, I know that there is a light within, and you know you have such a beaming light from within. The fact that you even are looking to seek self-love shows that there is a light from within, because darkness does not believe in love, does not believe in such thing as self-love. I know self-love has been one of my greatest challenges in life. Every day, it's something that we all still work on. No one's perfect, but I do genuinely, if anything, love the being I am. There's nobody else that I would rather be than myself, because I look back at my childhood and I know in my heart what that child felt and what that child feels. And that makes me love that child. That makes me love that teenager. That makes me love that woman. Because I know how I had felt. And to begin this journey of self-love again, I highly, highly, highly encourage you to tap back into that inner child. I feel like we're circling back to something when it comes to tapping into that inner child. But maybe if you were to take out a pen and paper, or if you have a journal, and first start to write, what did you love as a child? Who loves you? Talk about, maybe write about who you love, who you love now, who you loved as a child, what you loved to play as a child, and what you love now, and why that makes you so beyond special. And that will just move if you just, but no thinking, no, you don't have to worry about punctuation. No one is going to read this. But using stream of consciousness and just write all the things that you love, you've loved since childhood, and just bringing you back to your child self, and also what you love now, will make you realize there is so much love that surrounds you. And again, I'm going to piggyback off what we were talking before, releasing that old stuff that you might recognize as you're writing stuff down, that there is a lot of things you didn't like as a child that you're still holding on to. And whatever arises, that's something that you need to let go of, because that might be holding you back from feeling like you love yourself. But guess what? I know you love yourself. You wouldn't be here if you didn't love yourself, because there's light in you. There's love in you. We all love. We all have that sense of love for ourselves. It's just recognizing that we really are perfect right now as we are. We're not supposed to be having any experience other than the experience that we are having right now. Like Ali said earlier, how the yoga teacher said, I know where you're supposed to be in life. You're supposed to be right here. Honestly, you are supposed to be right where you're at right now. And in order to convince yourself in the moment, you don't need to convince yourself, but if you want an actual practical way of really tapping in, if you read any Louise Hay, and rest in peace to Louise Hay, she just recently passed away, but she's one of my favorite authors of all time, who really
helped me help me put in practical tools to help me find that feeling of love for myself by practicing affirmations daily. Like this morning, actually, Joanna, I'll give you an intimate detail, but even this morning in my journal, because I wasn't feeling so beautiful the past few days, I chose to write in my journal, I am beautiful, I am beautiful, I am beautiful. I wrote that about 20 times in my journal. And then hours later, when Allie and I, because we have our own little morning routines, and then we get together mid-morning, and Allie looked at me and she's like, wow, you look so beautiful right now.
No, you were glowing. Like, you know how some people just sparkle? You had maximum sparkle. Oh. And it's like, yes, you look beautiful every day, but something about your energy was just, I mean, oh, yeah.
And it's after the affirmations, like just allow myself to feel it. But I'm not going to lie, there are some mornings where there's no way I'm going to put that into words. Mm-hmm. And it's to accept those days. Like, you're not going to feel maybe beautiful every single day. And that's okay. Like, that's wonderful if you do end up feeling that way. I mean, that's the goal, right? Like, that would be a wonderful goal.
Yeah, there's days where you feel like a goddess and days where you feel like a banana slug. And that's fine.
Those days when Allie and I feel like banana slugs, we're like, banana slug.
Yep. And it's all good.
It's all good.
That's part of being a human too.
Yes. So Joanna, there's so many practical self-love tools, but there's writing it in your journal, but also something I just remembered that I did the other day too. And I used to do this before when I lived in Bali, and it's really beyond powerful. And it can be kind of weird at first. People are going to be like, what in the world, Raquel?
I'm curious what you're about to do.
I stared at myself. We have full body mirrors, and I just went up close to that mirror as if it almost would look like I'm having like a romantic moment with myself. And no,
yeah,
I went up close to the mirror and I looked at myself in my eyes for a long time. And it's interesting, your face I noticed my face kind of molding into or transforming into different faces and stuff. But I just stared and I stared at my eyes and I'm like, this is you. Mm-hmm. Raw, real you. These are your eyes. You know, this is your nose. These are your cheekbones, your lips, your eyebrows. This is you. And I just stared at myself like, this is me. And I really felt it. And then you can feel, because you know your insecurities, you know the pain that you hold. And if you can just have compassion for that pain and insecurities, as if you knew somebody else, like your friend, if you looked at yourself like your friend and you just want them to feel good about themselves, like, then what else are you supposed to feel than compassion and love? Like, what else?
Oh, yes. And speaking to that, I would say part of that question, I love this question.
I know.
You know, how do I practice self-love when I'm hit by challenges? We live in a very masculine culture, you know, we're kind of raised in this, shut up, sit down, keep it in, you're strong, like, go for it. You know, it's very masculine. It's like, I am strong. I am this, I am that. And I think Brené Brown is such a beautiful example of this.
Yeah.
Strength is not pretending it's all good and holding it in. Strength is keeping your heart open regardless of life's challenges and trials, and recognizing that those challenges are for you to strengthen your heart, and recognizing that vulnerability, that takes courage, that requires you to be honest with yourself and to show up fully. And that is the only way that real connection can happen with yourself, with other people, because as you learn to love yourself and truly see yourself as you are, you can unconditionally love and see other people.
Yes.
And that's how the world changes, by keeping your heart open.
Yes.
That is true strength.
So. That is true strength. Keep your heart open.
Keep it open.
And one more thing to top this question off. I know we're on this question for a while, guys, but it's self-love.
Hey, follow the flow.
It was something that just happened right before this recording. I don't remember exactly what you and I were talking about verbatim, but I said something like, if I do have these negative thoughts to myself, I'm just going to ask myself, would I say this to Allie? And then Allie's like in the book Untethered Soul by Michael A. Singer, he says, that think of somebody that you unconditionally love, would you ever say that to them?
Would you ever talk to your loved one the way you talk to yourself?
And from now on, if I ever have that thought, a negative thought, I'll be like, will I ever say this to Allie? Because Allie is my true soul twin. Like, I could never think ill of her ever. And all I want is for her to just feel so good and just truly like love herself. And if she's ever down, it just like puts me down too. And so if I'm serious. And so, yeah, think about somebody that you just would never, ever, ever want them to feel the way you feel by yourself. And then just remind yourself, would I ever, or something you would never, ever say to your best friend, you know, like, I look horrible or something. You look horrible. Like, that is just, so just think about somebody. And then
recognizing that if someone doesn't accept your value, if someone does reject you, that's okay, because it's not really about you. And it's that person is not for you.
It's not.
It's not about you. It's, everything is all evidence of our own journeys. let's just say that right now. And so it's recognizing that life is not between you and that person.
No.
You know, your integrity, how you showed up, what truly matters is not through the eyes of anyone else, because you know, if you're really showing up, you know how you have followed your heart.
Yeah.
And so let them see you how they want to see you, and keep your heart open anyways.
Keeping it open. All right, Joanna, that was an amazing question. Moving on to Katie MH7. What do you think love for a partner would and should look like?
I remember at this music festival, Lightning in a Bottle. This was 2 years ago. And I'm walking to see Alina Baraz play. And on my way, there's this tent and I hear this woman speaking. And I'm drawn to her voice immediately. And Alina is like one of my favorite artists. But I was like, I need to hear this right now. So I go and I sit down and she's talking about relationships. And I've always been like an over independent person to the point where it's actually hindered me, to be honest. You know, like, there is total vulnerability issues there, if I'm being super open about this. Just growing up in LA and everything, I definitely have those walls up, and I'm talking about keeping my heart open. So there you go. But I hear her speak and she's talking about this kind of Disney idea that's ingrained in us from when we're young, to seek your other half, the perfect one who's going to complete you, your soulmate, your, you know, purpose on earth, and all that.
Disney.
And then she said, I am not seeking my other half because I am not a half.
Yeah.
And so if you think of it in this way, I mean, there's so much pressure that we put on our ideal partner. You know, it's like, what do you want in this person that you're looking for? What do you want?
Too many expectations.
You know, what do you want them to look like? What do you want them to be like? How much money should they be making? What, you know? And it's like, it's silly, because then it's just like, how can I get what I need from you? Which is not even real connection, because you're not seeing the other person as they are. You're finding someone that hits enough of your checklist and then just like, oh, this is close enough, and projecting this whole story onto them and expecting them to be that everything that makes you happy, that, you know, sees you. And in India, our teacher actually said that it's lower samadhi, it's lower enlightenment when you first fall
in love. Explain what samadhi is.
Samadhi is essentially that state of enlightenment.
Really at peace and bliss, almost a heavenly
awakening. Yeah, it's like ecstasy in a sense. And so when you first fall in love and it's in that honeymoon phase, it's not that that's not real, it's that you're seeing the purest, most whole part of your soul reflected in the person you're in love with, their eyes. And so you fall in love with that mirror. But it's not lasting if you haven't found it for yourself. And that's when the honeymoon phase shatters.
You have to find that love for yourself. Yes.
And so I think, you know, what do you think love for a partner would and should look like? It shouldn't look like anything other than what it is, you know? It's allowing someone to be who they are without any masks, not how you think they should be. It's loving them to their highest potential of themselves, not what you think their highest potential is.
Yes. However they choose to be as well. Whether maybe they're not even at their highest, because everybody's going to have upsides and downsides, but you being able to embrace their highest and also their lowest self. Like being what they do, they say in sickness and in health.
Yeah.
That statement rings so true, because you know, if they do not, you do not deserve anybody that is not willing to embrace you at your lowest, if they can only tolerate you at your highest self, and vice versa.
And recognizing that it's not about what you're getting from the other person, it's what you're giving to the other person.
Yeah.
Because ultimately that is far more fulfilling, to show up and love someone.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes from being able to show up and love yourself first.
You know, that's what matters more than anything. You have to do the work, like feel whole. A lot of people just want relationships because they feel like that relationship is going to bring them value. No. That relationship will just be a cherry on top.
It's a bonus. That's the thing. You know, you've got this wonderful life and it's the bonus.
Yeah, that you can enjoy it with somebody and see the world with somebody, because relationships are so valuable. But you need to see the value in yourself first.
I would also say, like, what do you want in your relationship? You know, you want someone to see you and love you, and and you want someone to, whatever your list is, you know, do you see yourself? Do you love yourself fully? Do you
This is so interesting. My phone's in the other room, but I wrote a poem this morning as I was driving. I know I shouldn't do that, but it just like came in and I just had to like do it.
Catch that poem when it comes.
Gotta catch that poem. That's what Allie and I do all the time. We're just like, wait, right. We might be in the middle of something, like some really deep talk. Then we're like, wait, and we have to put the talk on pause because one of us has to write a poem. But it was, let's see if I can remember it exactly. He hears you, he touches you, but he doesn't see you. Something like that. I don't remember exactly the words. I have to look at it. But yeah, and it's true.
Yeah.
Or he hears her. He can hear her. He can touch her, but he doesn't see her.
Because he doesn't see himself. And that goes both ways, because you cannot give what you do not have and what you have not found within first. And Thich Nhat Hanh, actually, I'm very proud of myself for pronouncing his name right, by the way. He has a book called How to Love. That's a recommendation for this topic, where it says, like, as you can be the sun for yourself, then you can be the sun for another person.
I love that.
So
I love that. All right, next question. Do you want to say this?
Oh, there's a second part.
Fun
one.
Yes. Allie's about to nerd out.
What do you think the world will be, feel, sound, and look like in 100 years?
Allie?
First of all, we will be on Mars because Elon Musk will have developed.
I was about to call you Allie Musk. Allie Musk, what do you think?
Oh dear. I think we'll be living on Mars. I think we'll be able to teleport. Telekinesis.
Don't you already do that?
I mean, why are you trying to put me on blast, Raquel?
Giving you your secrets. Our friends will text me like, does Allie have, or where's Allie's teleport thing so I can get to you guys? I really think that Allie has a secret teleport portal somewhere.
I can neither confirm nor deny this statement. Anyways, what do you think the world
in 100 years? Cars will be flying, gas free. Somehow we have figured out a way to eliminate all the pollution. Our waters will be just thriving. We will not have any worries about, no one will be eating meat.
Slide that in there.
I'm just kidding. In 100 years, I think that we're going to be able to tap into, because you know how we supposedly only use a small percentage of our brain? Well, we use our whole brain, but we really know how to tap into a small percentage of it, I think that we're going to be able to add an extra percentage and maybe be able to fly.
That's so interesting. I love that. I've always wanted to be a bird.
I've always wanted to be a bird.
It'll be like that movie Lucy where she accesses her entire brain all at once. And yeah, did you ever see that with Morgan Freeman?
No.
I want Morgan Freeman to narrate my life so bad. Anyways, it's a pretty good movie. But
Morgan Freeman, if you're listening to this, please narrate Allie's life.
Please narrate my life.
That will happen within the next 100 years.
I think so. Him or, I can't remember that actor's name, but Mufasa from The Lion King.
Ooh.
Oh, so good. He's also Darth Vader.
We're going to take a quick break to share our love for our sponsor, Hum Nutrition, who has an amazing giveaway for 3 of our sponsors. And a side note, I'm honestly super skeptical about any brand that claims to be the cure or the magical elixir to all your issues. But seriously, guys, Hum really does seem to heal almost all. I'm going to be honest right now. I have had terrible digestion and chronic bloating since I got back from Bali a few months ago, and it put me in a funk for a while. So when a friend recommended Hum to me, I decided to take the Flatter Me and Gut Instinct tablets, and now, well, let's just say I run a little more smoothly.
And Hum is offering 3 of our listeners 3 months of $150 worth of Hum products for free, which is amazing. All you have to do is rate and review our podcast on iTunes, send a screenshot to info@yourownmagic.life, and tell us that you want to submit for the Hum giveaway.
Yes, and don't forget about receiving 20% off Hum Nutrition with our promo code MAGIC.
BBYMO underscore asked, how can we determine which relationships are worth working towards and strengthening and which ones we need to let go of? I would say in regards to this, it comes from strengthening your relationship to your intuition, mm-hmm. and also paying really close attention to your body and thinking of it as a message board. How do you feel after you spend time with someone? Do you feel drained, zapped, like all your energy was just sucked from you? Do you feel inspired and empowered and like full of life? You know, listening to your body, because your body will tell you, you know, always. And mm-hmm. so thinking of it in that sense is good. But honestly, you do know. And it's not that you have to cut people out, but honoring your needs, because the most selfless thing you can actually do is care for yourself, mm-hmm. because then you can authentically show up for others,
like,
from a genuine place with more love than ever before.
You need that energy, and if people are draining that energy.
Yeah. And also being willing when you first really start going down this spiritual path,
mm-hmm.
People may not be so aligned with your vibration anymore, and mm-hmm. that's okay too. And it may feel lonely at first, mm-hmm. but trusting that you will attract the people in your life that need to be there, the teachers that you'll need, the friends that you'll need, the family that you'll need. But again, just loving them as they are without wishing they were different.
And that's the thing. Always, even the people that are not really serving your soul in the moment, that have that negative energy that you can't really let go of, because let's say it's your boss, or, you know, maybe a stepmother, or just somebody that you really can't like let go of in life, and just cut all ties and communication because you guys are, I was gonna say tethered, but that's not a great word for it, but you guys are tied in some way. To live out of love in that moment with that person, accepting whatever is that comes, but not allowing it to penetrate your positive bubble, your own bubble, your bubble of love, allowing and embracing them with love.
Mm-hmm. Juliana S. asked, what's the best way to survive when you've lost a person in your life? We actually just did an interview with Kathy Eldon, who spoke to this, and she said that grief is a powerful energy. It's one of the most powerful ones there is, and it can take you down, or you can take that and transform it into something else, and transform it as a force for good,
mm-hmm.
because when death comes, when tragedy comes, and it will, because this life is temporary. We are temporary. Even this planet is temporary. Really honoring your pain and giving yourself time, not expecting to be healed instantly. One of my favorite songs, it's by Trevor Hall. The lyrics are, "You can't rush your healing. Darkness has its teachings." So,
oh, I love that lyric from Trevor Hall. And to piggyback off of that, I have lost a fair share of really important people in my life many times. And I felt it's not as if each death became more insignificant, but I felt the pain a little less each time as people kept leaving, because I kept feeling the others that were around, just their love, their energy, their love. And I knew that the best way for me to accept this is, one, knowing that the five stages of grief really are real. That is exactly what you go through. So accepting that process, like, okay, I'm angry right now. Well, that's because that's this part of the process. But it's also, and I wish I could tell you what those five stages were off the top of my head, but then to really just count on love from others, like really reach out and allow others to be there for you. Sometimes you want to resist and you just don't want the energy of other people around you, because it's just, you're just in such disbelief and you just feel like you have to deal with this on your own. But if you just welcome others who just want to love you and just let you vent and listen, you don't need advice from them or anything, but just a hug, just love, just looking at them in the eyes and seeing their love for you, that's what really, really helps you process the loss. And you know, maybe a few months down the road, you might remember that person and you're still feeling so much pain and so much anger because they are gone. And in that moment, that's the time to not be alone. That's the beauty about relationships. That's why there's multiple human beings on this earth and you're surrounded by them, and you're not on an island by yourself. You're surrounded by people so that at times like this, you can reach out and just seek that love from others. So especially other people that might have known that person too, there's something that just like makes you feel like, okay, it's okay. Mm-hmm. And you'll feel like their energy is still there in a sense.
Yeah.
Because it is. Juliana, my heart goes out to you, and I will definitely say a prayer for you if you are grieving right now, because that is probably the hardest experience of this human existence. So my heart really goes out to you right now, and you're going to be okay. Just reach out to those that you love. All right. Now, next question. Ooh, this is something, Allie, you must answer, because this is such an Allie question. From at Jess.Monaghan. I hope I pronounced your last name right, Jess. Do you believe in parallel universes?
Oh, yes. I mean, okay. So there's this book, and it's called, I get really excited about these questions.
I know, she looks like a really giddy girl.
It's like Christmas morning. There's a book, it's called Einstein's Dreams, and it has one of my favorite theories about this, and essentially he's saying that time is not linear as we think, where it's like past, present, future, and that it works in a straight line. No, it's you are living your past, present, and future all at once, all of your lives, all at the same time. And so when you experience deja vu, it's because one of your lives are overlapping in a sense. And so you have lived this before, you know, you've already gone through this. And then expanding on that to the parallel universes, he says that every time you make a decision where there was another outcome, and honestly, there's infinite outcomes, reality splits into another dimension. And so there are many lives that you were living at this time where you chose differently.
Right.
There's a me out there that is, you know, in school doing whatever I would have been doing, still living in California.
Oh dear.
You know, yeah. Oh dear. no, but there's this other part of you that chose differently. Do I personally believe that this is true? I don't like to say that I believe in anything, honestly, because my beliefs change mm-hmm. so often. And if I say I believe in this, this is true. The human brain, in terms of what it can take in, is such a small fraction mm-hmm. of the infinite universe. And so if I'm
that
saying
limits you.
This is my belief, it's yeah. limiting me. It's limiting so me from limiting learning.
You. Yeah. Being a little more closed-minded.
Yeah. So I like to entertain ideas.
I love that. Entertain the idea. Well, entertain this idea, because I was listening to The Balanced Blonde, her podcast, which
Jordan,
which, by the way, if you guys haven't listened to it yet, she is on this season of, or our very first launch of, how many episodes did we launch with? Seven.
Seven. And so, she was our first one.
She was our first one. So you guys should definitely download that episode, because mm-hmm. she is beyond inspiring and wise. Beyond her years, indeed. She's an old soul. So anyways, if you guys haven't downloaded the Jordan episode, that would be wonderful. Anyways, she interviewed this shaman named Shaman Dirk, who is so... His story had me in tears. And everybody must download this episode. Anyways, he was talking about how we... Exactly what you were just talking about, pretty much. How our bodies are on different planets in parallel universes, having different experiences. And it just made me think, like, what if right now I am sitting in Park City, Utah, but Park City, Utah on a different Earth in a different galaxy, married and just having a completely and lost and sad. And it just made me appreciate my moment now where I am in Hawaii and not and single, but being able to do what I want to do in this life. Mm-hmm. And it really made me appreciate where I'm at more. So, but, yeah.
Yeah, I like that answer. Yeah. Let's see. Okay. Next question.
Selene Poo _.
What is your favorite crystal and why? How does this crystal benefit you? Well, my favorite crystal is Labradorite.
Labradorite.
It glows mm-hmm. in the light and kind of shifts colors. It's a darker stone, but the legend is this warrior, King Labrador, his wife passed away in battle, and he was so upset that he threw his magical spear into a cave wall and released the Aurora Borealis, the northern lights, but some of the lights got trapped in the stone wall. And that is the crystal Labradorite. So it's like the northern lights from the stone, and it's supposed to open your third eye chakra and strengthen your intuition. And I just remember seeing this stone a few years ago, and it was like my first love. That was my first crystal love.
I love it. Mm-hmm. Mine has always and will always be, can you guess?
Moonstone?
Oh, rose I love quartz. Moonstone. Yeah, rose quartz.
You're always covered in both, so.
I know. I love Moonstone. Moonstone's my other. Do you know the story behind Moonstone?
Please tell me.
Oh, I don't know. I was wondering if you knew.
Oh, I would love to know. Moonstone's like the sister stone to Labradorite.
No wonder. Yeah, I'm covered in Moonstone. So are you.
I know.
I love Moonstone. But I love the rose quartz because, of course, and not to, I know a lot of people love that energy to welcome a romantic interest in their life. But for me, it's to, again, tapping back to the one thing that I want most is that feeling of self-love often. It does make me remember to tell myself, like, you are so wonderful as you are. But really, there's so much power behind the rose quartz. I'm really drawn to the color pink. And I think it's because pink represents not only love, but also passion. And pink is like such a purposeful color. Pink is like, I am pink. I am there. It has such a strong purpose. And it's very feminine, which of course is the part of myself that I like to tap the most into. And yeah, so I would definitely say rose quartz.
Ladies, we all have different symptoms that time of the month. For me, my energy level happens to just dip insanely, and I just feel a little down, you know, a little sluggish. And so I'm happy to share Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, and they are dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. And so here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt too many stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So, Hormone Harmony is for any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances, and it's perfect for symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, occasional bloating and gas when you have no desire to get in bed next to someone, if you know what I mean, and also hot flashes and night sweats if you happen to be going through menopause. It's really great for women with menopause. So yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of these things. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MAGIC for 15% off today. Your hormones will thank you.
To have that loving energy. And like purposeful and passionate. It's so passionate.
It's a beautiful stone. Honestly, anyone can take that stone. That's just a great stone for everybody to have. You can't really go wrong with that one.
And it's the one that if I do give a stone, I like to give that one the most. All right, moving on to at Mockingbird. Ah, I like that name.
Too.
Mocking. Spelled M-A-H. I like that. What are your favorite mantras? Oh, you are singing to me, Mockingbird. He's mocking me right now.
That is a question for you, Raquel Mantra.
And are there any particularly effective ones for cultivating love and overcoming social anxiety? All right, my favorite mantra. Oh, man, it's always like what resonates with me most at the time. It's either, it's sometimes a Sanskrit one that like Om Laka Samasa Sukhino Bhavantu, if I want to really tap into that piece. But to be honest, my favorite ones are usually English, my own language, my own native language, so I can really feel it. And right now, the mantra that I wrote in my journal was, I am beautiful, I am beautiful. But I am mantras, I feel like, are the most powerful, because I am that. We are that. And so he asks for specific ones, like cultivating love. That's a given. Allie, will you describe your tattoo?
Oh, this actually ties into the next question, too. Yes.
Yeah.
My tattoo says Ahem Prema, and it means I am love. Mm-hmm. And it's, when a lot of people hear that, they're like, oh, you are love. But it's not in the sense of I, my individual self. Actually, in Jamaica, everywhere they go, they say I and I, like I and I are going to go to the grocery store. And they mean like I in spirit, I in the universe, because there is no individual self. And so to me, we are all connected through the same thread of love, through the same energy. And if my spirit doesn't stop at the barrier of my skin, and there's no place where you stop and I start, then we truly are that universal love. And so I personally really enjoy the Sanskrit Ahem Prema.
Mm-hmm.
Just because the first time I heard it, I think it carries a certain vibration. So magical. So I love that one. It's a good one.
That is a very good one.
And that is my tattoo.
I love that tattoo. I'll move on to my tattoo since...
Please do.
At Marta Honat asked for tattoos and meanings. Mine says Ahimsa. Well. It does, in a sense, say Ahimsa. It wishes it says Ahimsa. I wish it said Ahimsa. It does kind of say Ahima.
Which apparently I didn't know. Means snow, according to our teacher in India.
Yeah, I didn't know this. I got my tattoo, last year, exactly? Exactly this time last year.
Wow.
It might even be this date, October 12th of last year. That would be crazy. But yeah, it's supposed to say Ahimsa, but my tattoo artist forgot just one little dash, which I didn't know until India, which was in June, when people were like, oh, your tattoo, Ahima. I'm like,
The American tourist with the messed up Sanskrit tattoo. But for those who don't know, what does Ahimsa mean?
It means non-violence, non-harm to all living beings, including yourself. So to practice compassion and love for yourself, but also practice that towards and live towards all love, have love and compassion for all living beings.
And that is you. That is you in every way. Like, that's your actual initial reaction to every situation. Even when you're upset, you're like, yeah, but I know that this really came from this much older place. And like, you just have this knowingness of compassion. So it really, the tattoo suits you.
Thanks. And then I also have an om tattoo.
Yeah, we both have our
oms. We both have our oms. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. And if you don't know what om means, it's the universal mantra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's a vibration. There's no meaning that is attached to om. It's whatever makes sense for that person. But it is just that universal mantra of bringing oneness together. So that's a lot of people will say oneness is what it means. But really, it has no meaning.
Well, they say it was the sound that the universe made when the world was created.
Exactly. It's a sound. It's a mantra, universal mantra.
And actually, if you have paid attention to the your own magic initials, it says YOM.
YOM. So, Y-O-M. YOM. Yes. I should definitely get a Y tattooed to the left of it.
You definitely should.
All right. I think that was our last one.
That is our last one. Man, I loved this.
This was so fun. I really want to do this again.
Yeah.
Like another Q&A.
Thank you so much for your questions and for listening to this. And
we're beyond grateful.
We are beyond grateful for you.
Yeah.
In every way.
So. Brilliant questions. Feel free to keep asking, sending stuff. And yeah, have a beautiful rest of your day.
We are so grateful you tuned into this podcast. And if you enjoyed this episode, please share it with your friends and rate us on iTunes.
Yes, and those of you who leave a rating and review, we want to share our gratitude by sending you a special gift. Just email info@yourownmagic.life and we will send you an exclusive meditation guided by the both of us.
And make sure to say hi to us on Instagram. I'm at Allie Michelle L. Don't forget the random L at the end.
And I'm Raquel Mantra. Thank you.
And have a magical day.